Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I'm here with Katie as always. Katie, how's it going?
Hey there, I'm back. It's going great. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing well. I can't stop singing and listening to Surface Pressure, that song from Encanto.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife and I, we finally watched it this past week. And, you know, I thought that movie itself was okay, but the songs are really good. So
yes, 100%. And I will say the first time I watched the movie, I was like, okay, like this is pretty cute. But then I started listening to the music and I was like, whoa, this is a jam.
Yeah.
So I listen to it multiple times a day. It's a problem.
Yeah, the Family Madrigal song at the beginning. Surface Pressure was my favorite. My wife really likes the We Don't Talk About Bruno. So we've had that on a lot. And it's funny because my wife didn't really want to watch it, but then she started there's a lot of TikToks using the songs. So she just heard the songs over and over. She's like, I got to watch this movie now. So
yeah, I know. It is everywhere.
Yeah. So we ended up watching the movie. Yeah. And they actually just, we're watching the Today Show this morning, and they said that We Don't Talk About Bruno has surpassed whatever record that was held by Let It Go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I saw that too. And I was like, that can't be real.
Yeah. I was like, how is that even possible? Crazy. Yeah. I know.
It's so good, though. So not shocked. It's such a better song than Let It Go. So
Yeah. And, you know, Encanto is already trying to make its move into the park. There's the Encanto food studio at the Festival of the Arts. It's the Vibrante. I forgot the name of the booth exactly. But there is a booth over there for that. Yep. So cool. But how are you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, doing good. I mean, it's been super cold lately. So I've just am constantly wrapped up in a bunch of blankets, but other than that, doing good. Today is the official, I guess technically tomorrow, but today is the official 1 month until my Disney trip. So we are getting super close.
Heck yeah. That's going to be so amazing. I'm jealous.
Yep.
It's been a good time. Oh, of course. Always. It's been funny seeing Instagram stories of people in the parks. Cause you know, it's actually pretty cold in Florida right now, but on days when it's 55 and people are super bundled up, that's nothing being here in New Jersey. We just had 5-degree weather, it's fine. So
we're supposed to get single digits later on this week too. And it's like, you guys think 55 is cold, which I do admit when I was living in Florida, 55 started to get cold to me. I get it. But it's not let me wear a hat, a scarf, and gloves and a winter coat to the parks.
Yeah.
Well, it's maybe wear a jacket and some jeans instead of a tank.
Exactly.
It's honestly my ideal weather. That's why I love going in this time of year anyway, because it's the perfect weather.
Yeah. It's always tough though, because I think you can get a good chance of rain too, but you can get rain anytime it feels.
It's Florida. You're gonna get rain 24/7 no matter what.
Yeah. Cool. Well, all right. Well, let's dive into this. But before that, of course, we have to have a word from our sponsor, which is, of course, Park Snacker. It's a new and free mobile app for all Disney fans where you can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. Whether you're in the parks or planning your next trip, Park Snacker is the perfect way to capture the latest food trends and keep your stomach happy. So head over to parksnacker.com to download it on iOS or Android. Again, just go to parksnacker.com and just download the app. Have some fun. Join the crowd. Join us.
Yes. It's the best app. I love it. It makes me hungry 24/7.
I know. Honestly, I've been on it so much because a lot of reviews have been coming in for Festival of the Arts. So it's been a lot of fun seeing people rate and review stuff from there.
For sure. Honestly.
Yeah, no, it's been super helpful. There's been, a lot of the average ratings are pretty high. So far, the only thing that I've seen that people should avoid is the blood orange braised beet carpaccio, which is at one of the newest booths, Gourmet Landscapes.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound good.
I know. I hate beet. So I love, I love almost any food, but I hate beets. Like, I hate them. I don't know why people eat those things. But otherwise, like, people have been given really good reviews, which is for a lot of this stuff, which is exciting. So
nice. Yeah, it's really helpful because I'll be going, like, I have maybe not even a full day, like half a day, a couple hours that I'm going to be able to park hop over to Epcot to have, like, to be there on the last day of the festival. So I can't do as much tasting as I typically like to do. So I'm really going to have to narrow it down to, like, my top three or four things. And even that seems like a lot.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, but otherwise, you know, the food wasn't even like the biggest news that came out of the festival this past week. And of course, it was all about the Figment popcorn bucket. It was a frenzy, you know, trying to get that thing this weekend. Yeah, so
ridiculous
people,
too.
I know, like, Disney had announced it, and I didn't realize there was going to be this demand for a popcorn bucket. Like, I don't see the appeal.
No, I don't get it either, because there are so many people who, like, don't like Figment, supposedly, and yet the line has been, you know, was for opening day at least, was like 5-6+ hours, and it's already sold out, supposedly. I'm sure they're going to restock it. This is me, Katie, personal opinion. I'm sure they're going to restock it. I have no insider information. But, I feel like Figment's not big enough for it to be this crazy. And the worst thing is, and I'm so sorry if this is, listeners, if you guys are doing this, I'm sorry, I don't mean it personally, but, like, I'm so tired of seeing, hey, look, it's a Figment popcorn bucket giveaway over on Instagram. Like, if you're just going to give it away, just save it for someone who actually wanted it when they're in the parks. Like,
now I feel bad because I tagged you in one of those things.
And it's totally fine. If you want one, go for it and do it and tag me. I'm all for it. At Magically Moodsy, go ahead and tag me. It's just one of those things. I'm like, it's every other day someone's giving away a Figment popcorn bucket. I'm like, clearly you didn't need to buy 10 of them, did you?
Yeah, but, you know, it's so tough with these things because, you know, the biggest thing are the eBay resellers.
Yes.
And, you know, I just respect them now because they're idiots who pay for those.
I know. So it's like, that's the worst part. They're selling out on eBay too for like $400 or $500.
Yeah. Did you see the funniest thing to me?
Is it the one who drew a picture?
They drew a picture, yeah. So someone on Twitter was like, I drew this really bad sketch, should I put up on eBay? And people were like, yeah, do it. It started out at 99 cents. It ended up selling for $10,000.
Yes.
Yeah. So 90% of it was going to go to Habitat for Humanity. And hopefully the seller, you know, or the buyer ends up paying that for that amount, you know? So
yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so I thought that was really, really funny.
That was cute. You know? I like that one. And then I also saw someone on Instagram, and I'm blanking on the username, but they made a Figment cake and took it to the park, like a Figment popcorn bucket cake. Did you see that?
Really? No.
Oh my god, it was so intricate, and they like cut it open, and it was all rainbow layered inside. It was the coolest thing. So I like the people who are being.
I'm surprised they were even able to get that into the park.
I know, and it wasn't small. Like, it was definitely true to scale, if not.
If you can find it, you have to send that to me.
I will, and we can. Yeah, I definitely will have to.
Yeah.
I'll post it. Yeah. I'll have you post it up on the Instagram and all of that too.
Yeah. So yeah, a couple of things with this, you know, the first day, like, people were waiting 6+ hours. Like, you know, a couple of people actually mentioned to me, were like, yeah, I waited 6.5 hours for this bucket.
You actually know someone who waited that long?
Yeah. I had two people message me, and like, I forget the circumstances, but they were like, yeah, each of them waited about 6.5 hours. Yeah.
Oh my god. That's insane.
So I was like, wow, people actually are waiting that long for this.
That is insane.
Yeah. So it's like they have virtual queues. They do this at Disney Springs for the rides, and it's just like, if you know something's going to be this, I mean, maybe Disney wasn't anticipating to be this bad, but like, don't they remember what happened on October 1st with like the long lines? Like, didn't they use virtual queues for pins or something like that?
So my initial thought was not so much the virtual queue, which would have been helpful, but why don't they do like what they do on Shop Disney when they had those limited edition items and do like a lottery or something? Like you enter the park and you get to fill out this lottery or something like that. I don't know the logistics of it, but like there were so many better ways. And to top it off, you got this popcorn bucket at the same booth. You could get other food like the grilled cheese and tomato soup that is always a big hit. Like some poor people just wanted the dang food, and no, you're clogging up the line for 6 hours to get a stupid popcorn bucket that you're just going to sell on eBay for 10 times the cost.
People are mad that they couldn't get the food over at the booth. It should have been sold separately from that.
Yeah, for sure.
I
They could
think
have done this so much
Disney definitely
better.
like I think def Disney definitely learned their lesson. Like, hopefully that doesn't happen again.
Well, you'd think they had already learned this lesson. This isn't a new lesson.
Well, I mean, the
Like,
popcorn buckets at at October 1st, they were just sold at like popcorn stands, you know.
yeah.
What I'm saying, hopefully they learned their lesson, is they don't sell it at like a food studio where
Yeah,
people actually
that's
want to get
true.
stuff. Like, sell it somewhere else.
For sure. You got a good point.
I was just so surprised by the amount of people that I know that wanted it. I guess people just really into this collector stuff. Like, I imagine mostly just locals were getting this. Like, I can't imagine people on vacation want to waste that much time in like a
No, not
line.
at
At
all.
least like the following couple days, like the wait was like an hour and a half. Like, it wasn't that long.
But even so, waiting, I wouldn't even wait an hour for a ride. Like, oh my God.
I know. I wouldn't, but hey. I'm happy
It
for the people
hurts.
that got them if you really wanted it.
True, yeah. And then I do see a lot of people with them, so clearly they got through somehow. Hopefully y'all didn't wait
Oh
that
yeah,
long, but
I wanted to remark on your comments before. Sorry for interrupting. You were
ugh.
talking about like how people don't really even like Figment. It's more like the ride, and I think he's just like an Epcot icon at this point, where that's the reason they love him, because he is like a cute character. And he's it's funny, I looked at photos of what he looks like now because I haven't looked at him in a while, and the popcorn bucket is like, he definitely put on some pounds. Like,
It's been COVID. Everyone's put on some pounds. Poor little figgy.
I know.
That's true. It definitely is more the ride that they don't like than the Figment
It's
himself. Like, I
definitely
feel like
like
it's
I
like
think he
50-50.
Yeah, he's just, I think he's just, people love Epcot, and I think it's just, he's just one of the icons of Epcot.
True.
And
Especially for this
Disney,
festival.
for this one, yeah, for sure. And I think Disney they really need to update that ride. Like, they need to do something. So there's just so much space in that pavilion over there that they need to do the Imagination Pavilion. Oh my goodness, just do something. You have a whole theater there. I don't even know if that's being used anymore. I can't even remember, but
Last I heard, it was still the Pixar Film Fest. Is I think
is
that's still
it
happening.
okay? Yeah, they should bring a 3D of 40 show back. Like, that's what they need to
Yeah.
do. So but yeah, any other thoughts with this whole Figment thing?
No, if you got one, good for you. If you waited 6 hours, I worry about your priorities, but good for you anyway. If you're reselling it on eBay, shame. Shame, shame. Shame, shame.
I mean, listen, if you're like a local and annual pass holder who like goes all the time and want to wait that long, hey, that's fine. That's something that you really want. You're gonna wait that long for it. That's totally fine. I mean, I've waited in long lines for stuff that I wanted before. So, but I
I
can't
just don't have the
imagine that.
patience.
I don't know. It's hard to, like, I waited online overnight for like an Xbox, but like
Yeah.
waiting online 6 hours for a popcorn bucket, I don't think I'd do
Yeah,
that.
I don't know. He is cute though. I've gotta admit, it is a very damn cute popcorn bucket. So
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
he
for
is
sure.
adorable.
Yeah, so anyway, so I was trying to bring up Disney's, like, I was on their website right now because I was trying to bring up like a map of Epcot, just like their website. But it's kind of like annoying how it works. Journey. I was seeing like if Pixar was still there. So,
I feel like I saw it was, but I could also be
oh yeah,
making that up.
see. Oh no, See a favorite pal at Disney and Pixar Short Film Festival. Yeah, yeah, so it is still there. Okay.
Which is cute. I always like doing that one.
I don't think I've ever done it before.
They switch up the little shorts that they show. I just loved Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just loved Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, and I wish they would bring that back. Anyway, so, all right, let's move on. So, you know, Katie, you and I were chatting earlier today about how there really isn't that much news. Mm-hmm. And then, like an hour or so before this, they dropped, like, some pretty decently big news. So I'm like, oh, crap, all right. So what something that we already knew about that came out last year was coming to Toy Story Land is Rodeo Roundup Barbecue. It's going to be a new... looks like it's gonna be a table service restaurant. I'm pretty confident.
It's table service. I looked
at it. It is table service, right? Okay, perfect. Yeah. New table service restaurant where, you know, you're stepping into kind of Andy's play sets, and there's gonna be like this, what they're calling a one of a kind rodeo. So you're gonna be, you know, there's two large dining room spaces where Andy's rodeo takes place. The rodeo will be in full swing with a Western town and train station play sets, mixing with surprising, playful details like some fan favorite Pixar characters as you've never seen them before. So this seems like it's going to be pretty awesome. We already knew about this, but they announced that it is going to be coming 2022. So we finally have just confirmation that it's coming this year. You know, so I don't think really a lot of new information from what we known last time. But Katie, you said you never even knew about this, right? You had kind of missed this news?
I guess I missed it, or maybe I just forgot about it or didn't care enough because I'm not a big barbecue fan. But this was, when I was reading the whole article, I completely forgot that there was a whole new table service restaurant coming to Toy Story Land. But I'm starting to remember that, okay, maybe this does sound familiar. I think it's cool that Toy Story Land's getting something because, and even Hollywood Studios in general is in dire need of better table service options.
Yes,
or at least more.
You literally took my next thought out of my out of my mouth. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
So it's cool. No, it's cool. That was pretty much it. Like, I'm excited for it. I can't tell you I'm going to make it a priority to eat there, like, right away. But, I mean, it sounds like a cool place. I love Toy Story Land, and I'm all for them developing it further. So,
yeah, I think this would be, you know, a really cool place to bring kids and stuff. Like, you know, me think about it with my daughter. Like, I can't wait to bring her at some point. You know, we're going in September, so maybe it'll be open by then. Who knows?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, you were absolutely right how Hollywood Studios definitely needs this. They need like another, you know, kind of table service restaurant. They have a decent amount over there.
I feel like they all need like an uplift though. Like, there's not really any, like, Sci-Fi Diner, Drive-In Diner is like my favorite restaurant to eat at Hollywood Studios. And it's not, it's only good because of the atmosphere. Like, the food is nothing special. The menu is very small. Yeah. Like, I feel like the table service that they do have, like, it just needs revamped. Mm-hmm. So, no, for hopefully sure. This is the start of it.
Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully this will bring some of the crowds, like, you know, kind of out of the parks and into the restaurant where, you know, Pixar Place is kind of tight. Not Pixar Place. Toy Story Land is kind of tight in there, you know. Like, the walkways are, they're kind of small. So, hopefully... You know, hopefully this will help spread the crowds throughout the park. So
yeah, because it's always packed in Toy Story Land too. Like, it's always packed because it's such a great area. So
yeah, well, I mean, there's always such a, like, the line for Slinky always, like, comes out, you know, and just like it feels like more crowded. I wish they had thought about just more queue space. You know, unfortunately, they're just not. So yeah, that's really exciting. Hopefully that's fun. I'm curious to see what the rodeo is like, you know, like how exactly works.
Yeah. Did they say this is just lunch and dinner? Was it a breakfast one too? I imagine barbecue isn't breakfast, or at least Lord, I hope not.
This article didn't have a lot of information on it. So
it
I'm
sounds
not
like
sure.
It's just going to be lunch. Yeah. But interesting.
Yeah. So, but then the newest thing that we learned was that, so I was really confused by the wording, and I had to reread it a couple times. So what we're getting is Jesse's trading post. So what they said was, you know, Andy discovers Jesse's trading post play set tucked away in the attic. And also the title of this article was new. What the heck was it? Hold on. I got to get it because the title of the article was very deceiving. Oh, it said,
yeah,
new playset fun coming to Toy Story Land in 2022. So I saw that headline and I was like, oh, is there going to be like a, you know, kind of like what they used to have with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids in Hollywood Studios, where it was like a big, you know, play area, play jungle gym.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's going to be really neat. But then like I was rereading it because I told you, I was like, oh, let's speculate what this is going to be. But then rereading it and it said that Andy is bringing the playset downstairs to set up a shop full of the coolest toys and finest souvenirs handpicked by the rootinest tootinest cowgirl. So to me, that of course means it's a souvenir shop. So.
Oh, maybe.
I think that's what it is. I feel like it has to be.
That's so so much less fun. Although, admittedly, Toy Story Land doesn't have its own shop anyway. Like they have a very small shop, and in Mania's exit, they have a very small gift shop. But there's not really like a Toy Story specific shop, so that would make a lot of sense. Man, I want it to be a playground.
I know the image at the top, it says Jesse's Trading Post, and any trading post that they have in Disney World or Land, it's always a souvenir shop. So it just makes sense. Right. But don't make the title new playset fun coming to Toy Story Land. Like that's what really confused me. So their words here are just not the best. Like the copy is just a little confusing.
I've said this so many times, I feel like, recently on every episode, but like Disney's naming convention and like how they title things is not doing hot right now.
No.
It's all very confusing and interconnected. And like, it definitely sounded like it would be a playset. And maybe there would be some extra fun little, you know, things to do / look at around, especially around the restaurant. Because I kind of assume, since they talk about it in the same article, it's going to be near the restaurant. But yeah, not as cool if it's just the gift shop. But still kind of cool, I guess. Anything new to Toy Story Land, I'm fine with, because it could be totally more developed and do so much more with it, because it's such an amazing land. So
yeah,
I'll take it. No. I'll take it.
No, for sure. Yeah. Super exciting. So yeah, I think it makes sense that Disney's going to be putting this here, because it needs a shop, like you said. So very, very exciting stuff. So yeah, we'll get a date at some point this year, and you know, I'll be excited. Maybe we'll be open by the time. Another thing to look forward to in September.
Sure hope so.
So. Yeah. Cool. So let's kind of move on. Now we don't have to spend much time in this, but there are more restaurants reopening finally over at Walt Disney World. So first up is Flying Fish over at Disney's Boardwalk, which is like a, you know, seafood and steak place. It's like contemporary American restaurant. I've never eaten here. Have you?
Nope. Not. I don't really think I've ever really been to the Boardwalk too much.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard fantastic things about Flying Fish. Unfortunately, I've never been either. Mm-hmm. But I have heard great things. So the Flying Fish is reopening January 27th. And then, so this one I've actually have not heard of, because I don't think anyone really, you know, I don't think people really visit Saratoga Springs unless you're staying there. It's just not one of the, it's not really one of the resorts that people like go to hang out at, you know? So the Turf Club Bar and Grill is reopening on, let's see, February 3rd. So that is coming. So that is another American cuisine restaurant set in a racetrack clubhouse setting. So
I've actually heard this one is really good. So for the very few times I actually did work at Saratoga during my college program, like I've never eaten there myself, but I've heard it's like a really good place to get some good American style food. So
Oh, nice.
I guess
okay.
check it out. If you're ever going to Disney Springs and don't want any of the million options at Springs, walk over to Saratoga.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's probably pretty easy to get a reservation.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Yeah. I feel like at some point I'm going to be staying at Saratoga Springs just because, like, for like DVC, like, if you're going like during a busier time, Saratoga and Old Key West are always the last two resorts to go. So it's, I feel like at some point I'm going to be.
Yeah, they're relatively cheaper than, you know, compared to the other DVC properties. So,
yeah.
Like, I was looking at renting points for a trip in May, and, like, I could rent a decently cheap, you know, cheap and very big air quotes, cheap week-long stay, but it was all Saratoga and Old Key West.
I definitely want to stay there at some point because I want to check out as many resorts as I can just to, you know, change it up, so... at some point. So then the last one is Jiko. A lot of people like this one. Jiko, the cooking place, is reopening on February 17th. That's over at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. So, you know, that it's like it's South African food, of course. And, you know, so we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I ate at Boma and Sanaa, but we did not eat at Jiko. So we missed that on this one.
Same with me. I've eaten at those, but I haven't tried Jiko yet. But it is definitely top of my list because Boma and Sanaa are, like, the best.
Yeah, they were both really good. I think Jiko is the one where they, with it, like, it's open kitchen where you can see the chefs, like, actually, like, cook and everything back there. I believe that's what it is, because it's definitely like the more signature restaurant over there. So
it's definitely the fanciest one.
So and then another thing, you know, with all three of those restaurants, like, their menus have been like revamped, so a lot of like stuff that you might have liked has been removed. There's a lot of new items coming in, some of the items just like kind of refreshed. So there's going to be a lot of new things to try over there, especially if you're looking to, like, you know, go back to, you know, one of your like favorite restaurants at Disney. So if you're looking to go back and try something new, do that. You know, we're hoping to stay at like Beach Club, but I doubt we'll ever. I don't think we're going to try Flying Fish, unfortunately. So
there are so many options. So
I know.
It's hard, but, you know, when you're only going for like a week at a time.
Yeah. Well, and then speaking of Beach Club Resort, Cape May Cafe on February 15th, it is going back to the All You Care to Enjoy buffet breakfast. So I believe this is the first buffet to be back at Disney, because as an actual buffet. Yeah. Yeah, like all the other buffets have, you know, kind of gone back or have been, you know, kind of family style over the past year and a half, or almost 2 years now for COVID. Actually, a year and a half. I think for me, I feel weird about this, but, you know, I think over time, we've learned with like COVID, I think it's because it's, you know, I'm not a scientist, but I think it's spread through like air particles. So maybe they think that as long as you have a mask on, like when you're getting your food, like I'm sure that's going to be like a rule that like if you're up getting food, you have to have a mask on. I mean, even if you're in, I think right now, if you're indoors, you have to have it on anyways, right?
Yeah, unless you're actually seated at a table.
Okay, so yeah, you're gonna have. So I feel like they think it's gonna be safe enough to do it, because, you know, I don't know. I don't think I would do this, but I know there are gonna be people that are just itching to get back to this. So
I guess so. I'm not a fan of buffets. Like, I think the switch to family style was one. I honestly did think the switch to family style was something that was gonna stay, because not only is it significantly safer and less gross, but I've got to imagine they save food. Like, they don't waste as much because they're only preparing smaller dishes instead of these huge bins that, if, you know, if it's sitting there for too long, you have to get rid of it and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I really thought that family style would stay around, and I love doing family style way more than buffets. I guess maybe it's harder on the cast members. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the benefit is between, you know, either option, all you like family style or buffet. I don't know. I kind of like a buffet because then I can just kind of pick and grab what I want. Like I feel like then I can eat as much as I want, as you know, with family style. I guess I feel bad for ordering more. It's like, oh, can I just have like more of this? So I don't know.
See, I don't know. I don't feel that way. So like the thing that stands out to me is for family style is when we went to Whispering Canyon. And like, so they bring you these skillets of food, but you can say like, hey, I only want more mashed potatoes. I don't need any of the other stuff or something like that, right? Like you don't have to get the full thing again. I don't know. I just think I like family style.
Yeah, no, so do I. So, but either way, it's coming back. Just for breakfast, though. It looks like that's all. That's what the article said. So, cool. So yeah, more stuff reopening. And then the last news article we have here. There's, you know, not much going on. I don't know if you saw this, Katie. It's not really, you know, too exciting, but I thought it was newsworthy. Where the entrance was revealed. For the Galactic Star Cruiser, where travelers are going to be entering from I am just butchering how I'm trying to say this. So the entrance that the people from Galactic Star Cruiser was revealed in Galaxy's Edge. So it's just like all you can kind of, it's blocked off right now, but you could see like the long path of where the people are going to be coming in through like the backside of Galaxy's Edge. Because what we've talked about in the past is on, you know, this is an immersive experience if you're going in the Galactic Star Cruiser, where they're transporting you on a ship where it's actually like a transport bus, but they're going to make it look like a ship, and you're being transported to a port at Batuu, and you get off and enjoy Galaxy's Edge. So, yeah.
Yeah. It does seem pretty cute. It's over by the milk stand, if people are familiar with Galaxy's Edge. So it's kind of like, it really is tucked away in the back. But
yeah, it's cool. Literally right next to that big, I forget, spaceship. It's like Kylo Ren's spaceship or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
I can't remember what it's called. But yeah, it's Kylo Ren's ship. It's kind of over back away by Smuggler's Run. A little bit away from back there, but. That's where it is. And yeah, it's blocked off by like these huge bushes, which don't fit in whatsoever. But I just thought it was funny. Like, yeah, you're really hiding it pretty well, Disney.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah. So that's that. But so, you know, there was very slow news week. Like we got lucky that we even got the Toy Story Land news article. But we thought real quick, so Katie, because you're planning for your trip, so you wanted to bring up a topic. So what did you have in mind?
Yeah, so we are, so like I said, we'll be there in a month, and I have been struggling so hard finding actual dining reservations. I mean, a lot of the restaurants are either still closed or just not at full capacity with COVID and everything. So we've kind of decided we're going to be doing more quick service than table service, which I love quick service. And typically when it's just Nick and I going, that's pretty much all we do. Like we'll have maybe one table service, but quick service is kind of how we live. But so I was just thinking, I was making a list for the family of, because they are not familiar with Disney, of like, okay, here are the top, you know, I gave them 4 quick service restaurants per park. That way, you know, they don't have to be overwhelmed of like, oh, shoot, where do we go to look and how do I find out what's good and blah, blah, blah. So I gave them a list of my favorite 4 restaurants, quick service restaurants at each park. So I was thinking, in the name of Park Snacker, why don't you and I go through each park and pick our favorites, maybe top 2. I don't know how your list pairs out, but I have a couple tied for first. quick service restaurants per park.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it. Which park do you want to start at?
Feel like we have to start with Magic Kingdom. What are your, what's your favorite or what are your top few and why?
I don't know why, but this is the first one that kind of set out, and my wife and I have done this a few times. We actually really like Pinocchio Village House.
Really?
In Fantasyland. Yeah. No one really ever talks about this place, But my wife and I really enjoy it, mostly because they're known for having flatbreads there. You know, they're kind of like pizzas, like, you know, they have like a cheese flatbread or a pepperoni flatbread bread or margarita. And like what we do is we get two of them and like split it. And, you know, right now they're $12 a piece. And, you know, we really like it. So, wow, right now I'm looking on the menu. There's a croquet monsieur flatbread topped with bechamel ham, tomato, and Gruyere cheese. And I'm like, I need that now. So, like, I know I'm going to get quick service next time there and get it. But we've done this, like, at least, like, I want to say, like, three times now that we've gone. It's just, like, a place that we really like. We know we can just get something quick and easy. We just really like the flatbreads. You know, they're nothing to write home about, you know, but like we, for something quick, we just really, you know, we really enjoy it. I guess if I were to do another one, we like Cosmic Rays. We think, you know, they have pretty good food over there. You know, I think the burgers are great. You know, last time I was there, you know, during like Christmas or what is it? Halloween, they always have a specialty burger. And I like last time I went, I got the specialty burger there. So that's like another place that we really go. But I would say though, for Magic Kingdom, those are probably our two favorite.
Got it. That's funny because I would never pick those two. Like Cosmic Rays is kind of on there, but
the other cool thing about Pinocchio House, which you might not know, is there are tables overlooking the inside of It's a Small World. So you could see people on the boats and like people love waving to you up there. You know, you could watch the people. So it's just like another fun thing to like the people watch, you know, like you're just inside, you know, watching the boats go by and it's a small world. So I think it has like that nice kind of environment as well too. So
yeah, I was going to bring that up. That is my favorite part. I can't say waving from Pinocchio's to Small World, but I definitely love being on Small World and waving to anyone who's eating at those tables. So that it is a cute place. It's not terrible, but it's not that. No. It's one that I tend to overlook.
I think a lot of people overlook. Like definitely. Well, I'll let you talk about yours, and then you know, we'll go from there. So yeah, what about you? What are your favorite places?
So my favorite one at Magic Kingdom is easily Pecos Bill's. So they have like Tex-Mex, like tacos. They do have like a burger. They have taco salads kind of things. But the winner with Pecos Bill's, in my opinion, is that they have a toppings bar. So like you'll order a taco salad and you'll get the little shell with the meat and whatever. And then you can just kind of put whatever toppings on it that you want. And they have like rice bowls and stuff too. And we actually went there, I can't remember if it was in October or May, but we've went there with all of the new restrictions, and I kind of assume that there's no way they're going to have a toppings bar, but they did. And it's just really cool to be able to kind of make your bowl the way you want it, instead of just having them put very standard toppings on and whatnot. So I always do Pecos Bill's. Also, for the very long time that Casey's Corner was closed, they also had, that was the only place to find corn dog nuggets, which I love me some corn dog nuggets. It makes no sense why they were there. But they were, and I definitely ordered some because I am 5. But yeah, so Pecos Bill's is always a good one. And then again, with Casey's Corner now being open, they have specialty hot dogs, but I go there 100% for the mini corn dog nuggets and plastic cheese dipping sauce. It is so great to my 5-year-old tasting palate. So. The hot dogs are cool too. They're like foot-long hot dogs, and they come with a bunch of toppings and fun. So it's fun. Those are usually my two go-tos. Magic Kingdom is a place that I tend to snack more versus actually eat meals. So I'll usually do like one, like maybe I'll do a Pecos Bill's for lunch and then just kind of snack around or something.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's kind of like what we do as well. So. We like table service restaurant, but there's not really anything really that we want to eat at Magic Kingdom. So I feel like usually just do quick service over there. Yeah. A lot of the times, like if we're going to Magic Kingdom, we usually like maybe, you know, if it's later, we'll eat somewhere beforehand, like, yeah, and then go to Magic Kingdom, you know? Like, I remember, yeah, like, last time we went to, like, Geyser Point first, yes, and then we went to Magic Kingdom, so.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, those are monorail resorts for,
yeah,
quick service, too. Like, Kona Cafe is really good. Of course, hitting up Trader Sam's at Polynesian. Geyser Point is amazing at Wilderness Lodge, so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, those are two solid choices. I've eaten at both of those as well. And yeah, very good. Very good stuff. So
cool. All right. Cool. So next, what park do you want to do?
Let's do Epcot.
Oh, this is a hard one. Okay. This is a hard one because there are so many options at Epcot because pretty much all of the pavilions have their own quick service location, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is tricky, and especially with a lot of it being shut down right now, like they don't have the Electric Umbrella, which was the main non-pavilion quick service. But so my top one at Epcot, man, I think it's gonna be in France, the bakery and patissiere in France is, mm-hmm, probably my favorite. Oh, I don't even like saying that. I don't know. They're all so good. But I really like that you can get, you know, bakery items and a bunch of sandwiches, like a warm ham and cheese melt. Oh my gosh. It's like the best. So, so good. But I also super love getting fish and chips from the UK. I love getting a sushi roll from Japan. I love getting nachos from Mexico. So Epcot's tricky for me because I don't really like have a full meal anywhere. I'll just get like little snacks, especially if there's a festival going on. I just hit up primarily the booths. But if you're looking for like a good sandwich, the bakery in France is really good and have a bunch of really fun like sandwichy options.
Yeah, the baker's really good. I've been there like once and I've got a couple things and that was good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, unfortunately, like I have an answer, but
okay.
Anytime we really go to Epcot, like we're there because of the festival. So all the food that, mm-hmm, we eat are from the festivals. But if I had to choose one, it's La Cantina de San Angel in Mexico. They have, yes, a lot of good options of just getting like, you know, some quick service food, you know, getting some like tacos or empanadas or nachos or whatever. So
their nachos are huge.
Yeah. Yeah. They have some pretty solid options over there. But yeah, unfortunately with Epcot, we just don't eat enough quick service over there. Like it's just, I just focus on the festivals. That's all I do and spend, yep, way more money than I need to. So
exactly. Yep. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Same. So that's the simple answer for me.
Right. Yeah. It'll be interesting for us this year because our day that we're scheduled to go to Epcot is the first day that it's not a festival of the arts day. So interested to see what we discover there. I actually have a beer garden reservation in Germany. But I'm not sure if we're going to do that or if we'll just stick with quick service. So it'll be interesting to see this time around because this is the first time that we're going not on a festival. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds all good.
Right. So that's Epcot. Let's go over to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
What's your pick at Studios?
Oh man. So honestly, I think my go-to now is Ronto Roasters.
Really?
Over in Galaxy's Edge. Yeah. 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 I love the Ronto wraps over there. Like I've had the breakfast one. I've had the lunch one. You know. Unfortunately, like I've only been there, like I've done it a couple times, but I feel like anytime I go to, like Hollywood Studios, like I gotta get a Ronto wrap. Like I think they're really good. you know, they don't really have a lot of options over there. Like you might want to maybe stop at like Docking Bay 7 if you're close by. But if you want like a different answer with a lot of options, you know, you can't really beat, ABC Commissary. There's so many good options over there. And it's actually, like, I remember I got a burger there last time. It was actually really good. So, you know, I think those are two solid options.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like it. I have never eaten anywhere at Galaxy's Edge.
Really?
I haven't.
Like, have you like Roasters snacked and stuff? Or you just haven't like had the like Docking Bay 7 or anything like that?
The only thing I've tried is the blue and green milk, which I regret instance, because both the grainy and blue milk are disgusting.
Well, speaking of, you know, Galaxy's Edge food, today's National Popcorn Day, and the best popcorn is at Katsaka's Cattle in the market area. Oh, it's so good.
I always want to get it, but the few times I've asked about, or I've like considered doing it, is when I have my popcorn bucket. And they won't refill your popcorn bucket. You have to like just get the small little side of it. And I'm like, but I want a whole popcorn bucket. It's very silly reasoning for me not to get it. But I always do consider getting that popcorn. So maybe this time I will. Because I love me some popcorn.
For
so
sure,
much.
Yeah. So what are your favorites?
Mine is hands down Woody's Lunchbox.
How did I not even remember about that one? Damn it.
Right? Toy Story Land is the best in every single way. But yeah, I tried the loaded tachos, like the tater tot nachos last time I was there. And oh my gosh, it is life changing. They're so good. It's so simple, but it's really good. They have a really good barbecue, like grilled cheese, I think it was, that was good. Their chips are good. They have I haven't tried one of the Pop Tart little pastries, but they always look fun and have some seasonal flavors.
Those are the only things that I've had from Woody's Lunchbox. I've had the chocolate hazelnut and then the raspberry one. Oh, yikes. so good. And I can't wait to get another
one. They look fun. Yeah. So yeah, Woody's is my favorite. Although I will say, I feel like I underestimate Studios food so much, because for the longest time, Studios was just never a park I wanted to spend much time in. So I don't really know too much of the quick service options, but they have a lot of options. Like, we went to the Dockside Diner, I believe it's called, over by Echo Lake. Mm-hmm. And got some really good, like, there was one like a fish dip kind of something. It sounds terrible, but it was actually really good with chips and a yummy sandwich. And so even like the Dockside Diner was good. And then there's all of the places over on Sunset. Like, there's three different, I would call them mini quick service locations, because like they only have a couple options each, but they're all like boom, boom, boom right next to each other.
Yeah.
And they have, I feel like their menus rotate a lot.
I feel like I never eat in that area, like ever.
Yeah. Well, and they're tucked away too. Like, all three of them are in this little like plaza marketplace looking
like
place.
Hollywood Scoops is over there, right?
Yeah, no, that's one of them. Yeah. I think so. I think that's what it's called. But yeah, there are Anaheim Produce. There's Catalina Eddie's. There's, I don't remember what the last one is, but there's like three or four different like mini quick service booths, I'll call them. Kind of like over in Animal Kingdom at Harambe Market, there's a bunch of little like things. It's kind of like that area, but it's so tucked away that you don't know that it's there. So I feel like I've underestimated Hollywood Studios a lot. Like, I'll still always do Woody's Lunchbox, but there's plenty of options to do.
No, there's a ton. They have a good amount of options. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Yeah. So last but not least, then, is Animal Kingdom, which Animal I saved Kingdom. This one for last because it's my favorite for food.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll go first, and then you can save yours for last.
Okay.
So the one that I found that we always go to like stop and grab some food, I was going to say one and I completely forgot this. I'm looking at the list of restaurants now. So I want to list off two. So by far the best like quick service like in any park is Satouli Canteen.
Yes, 100%.
Like, that one is just so good. The bowls like are just amazing. The chicken or the beef. The cheeseburger pods are fine, but it's really about the bowls. Like, the flavors that they have, like whatever the flavors they use is just so good. Definitely Satouli Canteen. But my wife and I also really like the Yak and Yeti counter service.
Yes.
We always go there and just get, you know, like pork fried rice. What else do they have? Like orange, which stuff is it? Orange chicken? What do they have over there? I'm trying to remember.
It's like Chinese food.
Yeah, honey right? chicken. That's what it is. Honey chicken honey they have chicken, over there. So there's always, you know, there's always some good stuff. So we always like kind of pick and pick stuff over there. But I think like our go-to now is pretty much the Thule Canteen and stuff. And surprisingly, I feel like I drink the most in Animal Kingdom because there's always like cool drinks like everywhere.
Yes. So. I do agree there. Yeah. Which is funny because you would think that the other parks would have cool drinks too. But yeah, Animal Kingdom definitely has cool places to get drinks. So Thule Canteen, obviously number one, like number one place to eat at Disney World, period.
Love their rice bowls.
I think the coolest thing about it is how customizable it is, right? So like it's essentially like it's a rice bowl, but you pick your base. Like, do you want rice? Do you want noodles? Do you want sweet potato hash? And like there's a bunch of things, and then you can pick like, do you want chicken? Do you want vegetarian? Do you want beef? And then it's like toppings and what sauces do you want? And they have the little boba balls, which are my all-time favorite. Love Satouli. I did try the cheeseburger pods for the first time last trip. Yeah, not a fan. They look and sound so fun in theory.
Yeah, they're a bit overrated.
But the flavor, yeah, the flavor just super fell short. I get that you would want it for a kid because it is pretty basic. But if you're an adult, just get a bowl.
Yeah.
And they're good sized portions too. So Satouli is always my favorite. Yak and Yeti is up there on my list mostly because their entrees are pretty okay, but their fried rice, specifically the side of chicken fried rice, which is like $5 or something insanely cheap for Disney standards. Don't quote me on that price, but it's like a side item of chicken fried rice, and it's like a huge portion of the best fried rice I've ever had. It is so good. And it's just a little side carton of it, and you don't have to get the whole entree, and it's easily a meal if you wanted to. If you're like me and like I don't like to eat big meals, I'd much rather like eat little small things throughout the day. Always do that. And then the last place I'll mention is Flame Tree Barbecue. And Nick is going to kill me for saying this, but it always smells so good. And I never let him stop there. Like, he always wants to eat there. And I'm like, no. We have to go to Satouli Canteen, clearly. But we walk past Flame Tree Barbecue.
You drag him to Disney and you don't let him eat where he wants? How dare you?
I know. I am the worst. I am. I know it. But we have eaten there once. We got, like, some barbecue pork, like, cheese fries or something, and they were really good, but it's more like it always smells so good. Here's the thing, I'm not a big barbecue person. Like, it's probably my least favorite food ever.
Oh wow. So interesting.
Like, I'm not a big barbecue person, and it is probably Nick's favorite food ever. So it never works out in either our favors, but it always does smell really good, and maybe one of these days I'll actually get an entree from it instead of just cheese fries. But those are my top ones. But like you said, like the bars, like there's a lot of, or drinks, there's a lot of fun bars. So like Dawa Bar, which is over by Festival of the Lion King, super good drinks, really fun margaritas. And then Nomad Lounge, if you can get onto the walk-up list, always need to stop at Nomad Lounge. We actually did get a couple of the, like, I think we got the cheese plates, like charcuterie board cheese plate kind of thing last time. It was pretty good. Like, it's attached to Tiffin's, which their menu is a lot more out there than other places, not as much as it used to. So it was kind of more, it's not like general population people will like it, I guess. Yeah. It's not like anything normal, right? It's different kinds of cheeses, different kinds of sauces, but it was really good. And the drinks are always super, super fun.
Yeah. There's the Thirsty River Bar too. They have a lot of fun, mixed drinks over there. I'm looking at their menu now, and because I've only gotten beer from over there, but the mixed drinks sound like really cool. Like that, like the names are awesome because it's in Asia next to Everest, like the Himalayan Ghost, the Yeti Sunset.
Yeah, I've heard the Himalayan Ghost is really good. I actually had a friend on Instagram tell me about, apparently there's a bar in Dino Land, like back by Restaurantosaurus, which Dino Land is the coolest place ever, and I love me some dinosaur. And I did not even know that there was a bar back there, but apparently it has some really good drinks over there. So
there's a bar.
If you're next time you're
there's Trillo Bites back there. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I can't remember what she said it was called, but there is like a bar over in Dino Land. Maybe I'm making it up, but I don't think.
There's maybe the The Dino Diner or Dino the Dino Diner. I can't even say that.
Dino Diner. Yeah, it must be that one. But she said that there are some fun drinks there and that the bartenders are always cool. So I might have to check that out.
Yeah, now I'm curious. I'm like looking up. No, this isn't it because there's just like beer there. But all right, we'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
But cool. So yeah, those are our favorite quick service restaurants. So
nice.
All right. Well, great topic for today. We'll have to do this again. I think, though, the show is going to go on like a hiatus for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long. Mostly because I am moving. And it's going to, you know, next week is going to be super busy. So there's not going to be an episode next week, the week after that, and probably the week after that. So definitely 3 weeks. So we might have one before Katie goes to Disney World. We'll have to see like what schedules are like and such. But so this is going to be the last show for like, yeah, 3-4 weeks. You know, if Katie's not here, I'm probably not going to do it just because, you know, just because like with the new house, there's going to be lots of stuff going on anyways. So, yeah, just a quick update there. So
cool. But hey, when I do get back from my trip, we can always do a trip recap. Oh, I'm sure I will have lots of stories.
Oh my goodness. That is the first thing we're going to do when you get back.
Yeah, this is going to be a much different trip than I'm used to. With 6 adults and 3 kids under 4.
Yeah. Trip reports are always the most popular episodes. So I think people want that. So
cool. So yeah, that is coming to you within a month or two, probably. Cool. Sometime.
Yeah. Possibly the next episode. We'll see how this month, you know, kind of goes with the move. So, yeah. All right. Well, Katie, so where can we find you?
Yes. Come hang out with me over on Instagram. I'm at MagicallyMootsie.
Cool. And you can find us at parkstacker.com. All the social medias are over there. We mostly do a lot of work on Instagram, so you can find us over there. But we're also on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. We have our Discord channel as well. Make sure you download Park Snacker. You know, there's so many good things coming in. If you want to see, if you're going to Festival of the Arts within the next couple weeks, there are reviews coming in. If you are listening and need to put in reviews, go do it no matter where you eat. There's just tons of stuff. If you need to watch, if you just want to look at food, there's tons of food photos. A lot of good stuff. Ooh, people are posting right now. Ooh, look at that. Tons of new stuff.
Always in right new now. Stuff.
Yo, what is this brownie? Oh my goodness.
You'll get this reaction a lot when you're on Park Snacker because there's so many things.
Yeah, that was legit. That was a genuine reaction. It's called the Nyala Brownie from the Mara over at Jumbo House. And it's just like a big Mickey head brownie with peanut butter frosting. She gave it 5 stars. So this thing looks nice. Really good. Oh, there's two reviews on this so far. Okay, sorry, I'm getting way distracted. But hey, that's what happens. Like, literally, you see something on Park Snacker, and you're just like, oh, I need to try that. So, yeah, it's always fun. It's always fun looking, you know, we don't have a big user base now, but, it, you know, it's getting bigger. And, you know, when I see more reviews come in, it's just very exciting. So,
yes, it really is. It's cool.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's it for this week. You'll definitely see us in a few weeks from now. So, Katie, if I don't talk to you by then, which I know I'll talk to you beforehand, but you know, enjoy the trip and we'll definitely chat soon.
Sounds good.
All right, have a good one, everyone.